care, New York 16.
Remember how great radio used to sound? Well, KB still does.
WKBW in Buffalo. WKBW in Buffalo. It's your favorite station for music and news. It's your favorite station for music and news. WKBW 1520 on your dial. WKBW 1520 on your dial in Buffalo.
Radio's number one radio, WKDW, a survey proven Buffalo's most listened to radio station, the Shirelles and a thing of the past. Love is becoming a thing of the past. Those are the Shirelles. WKBW's Good Time, 12 and a half after 10 on the Ted Hackett Show. 72 K Happy Degrees.
Hello there. This is Grandma Taylor. And I'd like to tell you a few things about the K Big 30 Show. The new Top 30 survey is previewed every Saturday morning between 9 and high noon. My boy Jimmy Taylor does it. Yes, he does. Be sure and listen and do Grandma Taylor a favor. New songs and such. It's better than homemade bread.
Yeah! Here's a wild sound that's going to move us right on to 10:15 Pulse Beat News. Here it is. Let's have quite a party. The Fireball.
W. K. B. W. Pulse. News.
KB temperature reports high 72 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. Prediction tonight at KB's Washington newsroom on what the president will ask of the nation tomorrow. It's reported to be extra troops, but no extra money. KB Jim Randolph flashed the first word tonight, saying that President Kennedy will go before the nation tomorrow night to present his Berlin preparedness program. It's said to call for a sharp military buildup to strengthen the active military services, the National Guard, and the reserves. Administration sources predict the president will not ask for a tax increase this time to pay for the military buildup, but they do not rule out such action later if inflation threatens to get out of hand or if the mobilization drive touches off hoarding and panic buying. Buffalo police tonight searching for the owner of a .32 caliber automatic, which was used in the gangland murder of Nicholas Tyrone Sunday morning. WKBW files indicate that it was the seventh such underworld killing in Buffalo since 1957. Tyrone's companion, Anthony Tortorisi of 314 Trenton Avenue, Buffalo, being held in $10,000 bail as a material witness. Murder weapon was turned over to police by the mother of a 12-year-old boy who found it under a parked car near Niagara and Porter Streets, where Tyrone allegedly was shot. KB crime reporters say that police are receiving little cooperation from friends and relatives of the murdered man. As reported first in KB News, 60-year-old University of Buffalo maintenance man died today at Kenmore Mercy Hospital, victim of a vicious knife attack by one of three teenage hoodlums. The victim, Arthur Duncan, of 162 Heath Terrace, Kenmore, died of multiple stab wounds suffered in the attack at the foot of Hurdle Avenue, charged with first-degree manslaughter, were Bobby Fox, 498 7th Street, Eddie Anderson, 2047 Niagara, and Eddie Tisby of 132 Dearborn, all 16 years of age. Sweeping around the state, KB News flashes this late-breaking report. Collision involving a tractor-trailer and an auto in the Oneida County town of Paris took the life of a New Jersey man tonight, sent his wife to the hospital. State police say 34-year-old William Marson of Newton, New Jersey, was killed when the side of his car hit the side of the truck as they met on a sharp curve of Route 12 near Utica. General Curtis LeMay says the U.S. and its Western allies could succeed in another Berlin airlift if they really have the will. Statement by the man who organized the successful 1948 to 1949 airlift was made in a recorded interview. The Air Force Chief's estimate of chances for countering any communist action to cut off ground routes to the city is one of the most optimistic yet. LeMay acknowledged, however, the new radar and other electronic countermeasures would make the job more difficult this time. And finally, two hold-up men walked into a Chicago restaurant today and yelled, "Freeze!" The 30 customers at Ricky's did just that, some with fork between plate and mouth, others in the act of bending to their coffee cups. They held the pose while the bandits made off with some $1,200 from the restaurant's cash register.
It's the weatherman, take the cue, and tell us what the weather's going to do.
Thunderstorms in the area tonight, possibly severe intensity. Continued warm and humid through tomorrow. Isolated thundershowers likely again tomorrow afternoon or evening. Low tonight about 70. High tomorrow in the 80s. Present KB temperature is 72 degrees. Humidity 82%. The wind south-southwest at 7 miles per hour. Don't forget, KB pays cash for news. Call Action Central at TT45107.
Repeating, the K-Big story of the moment.
Kennedy to ask for extra troops, but no extra taxes.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment. On KB.
Dum-dum-a-diddly-dum. Woo! WKBW's good time. It's 20 and a half after 10. We have 72 K degrees on the Niagara frontier.
Did you know that Greater Buffalo covers 1,600 square miles of Erie and Niagara counties, and that Buffalo has more than 37 miles of waterfront? Boost Buffalo. It's good for you.
Yeah, yeah. It's WKBW in Buffalo, where everything's coming up music.
1520 in Buffalo. It's WKBW,
the bright sound on your radio in Buffalo.
1520, 1520, 1520.
Fun Radio's number one radio, WKBW, a survey proven Buffalo's most listened to radio station. Francis Albert Sinatra, Ole, Arriba, and all that jazz. Cha-cha-cha, Granada.
Granada.
Cha-cha-cha, that's Frank Sinatra. That's Granada like it's never been done before. WKBW's good time in the Ted Hackett Show, 24 and a half after 10. We have 72 K degrees going for us here on the Niagara frontier. Going to be around until midnight. Will you be right there?
Wanted by the FBI.
James B. Everhart, wanted for murder and unlawful flight to avoid arrest. He may be masquerading as a preacher. He is a Negro male, was born in Atlanta, Georgia. He is 5'6", and may weigh from 175 to 187 pounds. He is 39 years old, heavy build, black hair, brown eyes, brown complexion. This fugitive has a small scar on the outer side of his left eye, as well as scars on the back of his left hand, his upper right forearm, and his right middle finger. He may be wearing a mustache. If you see this man, call the FBI at TL67800. Do not attempt to apprehend him. He is armed and considered dangerous.
Yes, now have you got your fun in the Tonsan sign?
Some people have a desire, a burning desire, to wear the WKBW suntan sign. And can you blame them? Every sunny day, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will search the beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area, looking for listeners with the call letters WKBW suntanned on some part of their bodies. To the daily winners, a KB Beach Beauty and a KB Beach Buddy, she'll award a completely equipped transistor radio. On sunny days, look for KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart. And remember to wear the WKBW suntan sign.
This is Michael, and these are the highwaymen on the Ted Hackett Show. It's going to move us to Pulse Beat Sports Time at 10:29. Michael rode the boat ashore. Hallelujah. That brings us down to the line at 29 past 10. Here's the K-Big Sports Scoreboard Report. In the International League, Richmond beat Buffalo 5-2. Jersey City and Syracuse, no score. At the end of four, it's Columbus 3, Toronto 2. In the National League, Cincinnati leads Milwaukee 3-0 at the end of four. In the American League, there's one night game. Detroit-Los Angeles will begin at 11 o'clock Buffalo time out on the coast. The Hall of Fame exhibition baseball game at Cooperstown, New York today. The Los Angeles Dodgers defeated Baltimore 6-2.
Buffalo's Futuresonic Radio is WKBW.
Welcome back into the show, everybody.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name, it doesn't matter.
An ode to Larry Brownell.
She went away with another guy. Now he won't even look at her.
Del Shannon cuts loose. Here's Hats Off to Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Is. Hats off to Larry. Del Shannon cuts loose on KBW. KBW's Good Time in the Hackett Show now, 29 before 11 o'clock, 74 degrees on the Niagara Frontier. We're going to have, like, sultry weather, thunderstorms tonight, possibly severe, continued warm and humid through tomorrow.
Did you know there are 15 shopping plazas in the Buffalo metropolitan area, which contain 328 retail units, provide parking for 28,000 cars, and employ 7,500 people? Boost Buffalo. It's good for you.
I'll do it. I'll boost it every chance I get, just as hard as I can. I swear. Get ready to wheel here. These are the marquees on KB. This is last night, baby. KB pick of the week last week. Time, fellas. Hit it! There it is, by the Marquees. Isn't that a wailing thing? It's called Last Night. WKBW's Good Time and the Hackett Show moves around to 26 before 11 o'clock. 74 K degrees on the Niagara Frontier.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Germany.
Germany who?
Germany crickets, Hans. Everyone has fun listening to Radio 1, WKBW.
Sit down and have your knockwurst here and listen to this. Give your boy the fun of wholesome outdoor activity this summer. Enroll him now in the YMCA We Own a Camps, a carefully planned, skillfully supervised program chock full of stimulating activities like swimming, boating, riflery, archery. They all await him at We Own a Resident Camps for boys age 9 to 16. Have a summer full of fun for your kid. For complete information, call Mr. North, the YMCA, TL39350 in the morning. Well, it may sound a little bit like the beginning of Fertigrofe's Grand Canyon Suite or something, but it isn't. Simply the new backing for the new record by Linda Scott called, prophetically enough, Don't Bet Money, Honey. Bit like Dawn and Siegfried's riding journey, doesn't it? Well, I always said that anyway. It's Linda Scott and Don't Bet Money, Honey. WKBW's Good Time, 23 before 11 o'clock, 74 K degrees on the Niagara Frontier.
Hey, Daddy.
How are you tonight, dear?
You're listening to your favorite station for music and news.
Ain't it?
Hey, Daddy.
La-dee-da.
WKBW Buffalo.
One radio's number one radio. WKBW is survey-proven Buffalo's most listened-to radio station. I got a little bit of information for you. Now, follow this carefully. The growth rings of teeth may hold a clue to many childhood disabilities present at birth. That's the theory of Dr. Maury Masler of the University of Illinois, anyhow. Supported by an Easter Seal Research Foundation grant, Dr. Masler has discovered that tooth growth rings record disturbances in unborn embryos. If the exact time of the injury to the embryo can be recorded, the cause of injury can be pinpointed, and a preventative can be found. One more example of Easter Seal research crossing new frontiers in medicine. Now.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Singing about a night with Daddy G because school is out.
Uh-huh.
Well. One more time here. Who is that? WKBW's Good Time. 19 and a half before 11 o'clock. 74 K degrees in Buffalo.
Oh, dum dum diddly da. Isn't that a grand song, huh? Ah, oh, it sure is. It's Dum Dum. And of course, you heard it first in Buffalo on the Jim Taylor K Big 30 Show. Tune in every Saturday morning between 9 and 9 noon. You'll enjoy it. Jim Terry thinks it's just great. That misguided young man. Sad case, sad.
Yeah! Thank you, Granny. We'll talk to her later. Go sleep it off, Steve. Now we're going to wail the blues, I'll tell yous. This is from Kansas City. This could only be Ray Charles, Quincy Jones Orchestra. Maybe you've been dogging around town, you ain't been doing me right. So I got news for you.
Well, you wore a diamond watch, claimed it was from Uncle Joe. When I look at the inscription, it said, love from Daddy Joe. Oh, well, baby, oh, little girl, I want to say I've got news for you. If you think that job will do, let me tell you, oh, I've got news.
You. Oh! Oh! W. K. B. W. Pulse. B. News.
KB temperature reports high of 74 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. From the nation's capital, a decision tonight in the Pentagon, which may echo around the world. KB sources there report that Defense Department officials say they're going ahead with plans to launch more spy-in-the-sky satellites. The officials say there's no change in plans to send up the Samo satellite, which can take pictures of Russian missile sites. A Soviet publication today labeled such actions aggression. Covering the court calendar, KB Newsman report, two New Jersey men were sentenced today by federal judge John Henderson for forging and cashing stolen savings bonds. Ralph Blackie Carboni and Horace Sudsy Rinaldi, both of East Orange, New Jersey, sentenced to 70 years in prison. Convicted about a month ago of conspiring to cash stolen bonds in Buffalo, plus a total of 44 counts of forgery and fraud. KB WeatherEye reported that a severe electrical storm struck at Camp Drum today as 10,000 troopers of the 26th Yankee Infantry Division bivouacked in the areas. For realistic battle maneuvers, infantrymen donned ponchos and deepened the rain traps around their pup tents. But despite the storm, the situation in the bivouac area was reported still tactical tonight. Just in on KB State News ticker is the latest in the notorious welfare cheaters story. State Attorney General Louis Lefkowitz conferred in New York City today with Newburgh City Manager Joseph Mitchell about the legal aspects of Newburgh's controversial new welfare program. Lefkowitz declined to elaborate on the meeting, except to say he had invited Mitchell to it. Also attending, Henry Hirschberg, special counsel for Newburgh, Newburgh Corporation Counsel Lawrence Hurst, and State Solicitor General Paxton Blair. Adolf Eichmann ended 5 weeks on the witness stand in Jerusalem today. The former Nazi officer told the Israeli court trying him for attempting to exterminate Jews during World War II that he was never anti-Semitic. His statement drew a round of laughter from hundreds of courtroom spectators. After winding up his testimony, he took off his earphones while written testimony from former Nazi officials was presented to the court. Shortly afterwards, his head began to nod and he dozed off. An Israeli guard nudged him awake with his elbow. Eichmann's eyes blinked open and he replaced his headset. Final headlines, President Kennedy plans to go before the nation tomorrow, reportedly to call for a sharp military buildup to counteract Russia's threat to Berlin. General Curtis LeMay said tonight that the U.S. could supply Berlin from the air if it really went all out. Eastern Airlines plane carrying 38 persons commandeered at gunpoint and forced to land in Havana today. President Kennedy's call for a privately owned globe-girdling communications satellite system has pledged government assistance in its development. And finally, a Florida State University scientist says women can withstand heat better than men can. The scientist says test indicates men are comfortable as long as their skin temperature does not rise above 97 degrees. But he says women remain comfortable with skin temperatures up to 104 degrees.
It's the weatherman, take the cue, and tell us what the weather's going to do.
Continued warm and humid through tomorrow with a few thundershowers in the area tonight. An isolated thundershower is likely again tomorrow afternoon or evening. Low tonight about 70. High tomorrow in the 80s. Present KB temperature is 74 degrees. Humidity 91%. The wind south-southwest at 7 miles per hour. Don't forget, KB pays cash for news. Call Action Central at TT45107.
Repeating, the K Big Story of the Moment.
Four spy satellites going up despite Russian threats.
More news any moment. More news any moment.
More news any moment.
Welcome back into the Ted Hackett Show. Here's Philip Upchurch. You can't sit down. Winner, that's by Philip Upchurch, and it's called You Can't Sit Down, which kind of figures 9 before 11, WKBW's good time, 74 K degrees.
Hey, what are you doing?
Huh?
I said, what are you doing?
Ah, I'm building a man.
You'll never walk.
Yeah, but I can't think of any better way to build a man.
See your Marine recruiter.
Huh?
The Marine recruiter builds men. See your Marine recruiter.
WKBW, high on the dial and tops in style.
Listen to me for a while at 1520 on your dial. It's your favorite station for music and news. WKBW.
Fun Radio's number one radio, WKBW, a survey proven to be Buffalo's most listened to radio station. These are the Castells in the Ted Hackett Show, and this is called Sacred.
Sacred. Whoa, whoa. And you'll be looking like the Sunday we met.
Like the Sunday we met.
That was by the Castells. Called Sacred, 6 1/2 before 11. WKBW's good time, 74 K degrees in Buffalo.
Count up your savings bonds. See how fast they mount up.
Right. Start counting up savings bonds and see how fast your savings grow as you put something away each week or each month with a big savings bonds interest dividend. Save in the bond a month plan or at the payroll savings plan.
See how fast they mount up. Mount.
Well, bet there now. If you got your WKBW fun in the sun. Hello, I can't do that. When the fun in the suntan sign, there's
rain. Shine. KB's watching the weather. If it shines, look for the KB Fun in the Sun sweetheart at beaches, pools, and parks in the Buffalo area. She'll have a transistor radio for a KB beach buddy and a KB beach beauty who wear the WKBW suntan sign. If the weather's bad, look for the KB Fun in the Sun sweetheart tomorrow. She'll be looking for you.
That's not hard to take either, I can tell you. Let's do it smooth. I think the name of this group kind of sums up their sound, except it should be not the Velvets, but the Swingin' Velvets. Here they are. Those are the Velvets, and tonight could be the night. WKBW's good time moves around now to 3 before 11 o'clock. We have 74 K degrees here on the Niagara Frontier in Buffalo.
All right, next. Okay, son, you're next. What's your name?
Bob Diamond. Gee, that's an awful big needle, Doc. Ouch!
It's okay, son. It's worth it to have your polio shot. Anyone who doesn't have a polio shot is taking too big a risk. Help Mr. Diamond up off the floor, will you, nurse?
He'll be all right by tonight. These are the Cordettes, never on Sunday. Isn't that cute? That's from Never on Sunday, the motion picture. Elia's song and the Cordettes entertain on the Ted Hackett Show. That does it in this hour.
Buffalo's future
sonic
radio is WKBW.
74 K degrees at the tone. WKBW's good time is 11 o'clock. Let's twist again with Chubby Checker.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song.
Here's Chubby Checker, little dear, and Twisted Time is right here. WKBW's good time, 2 and 15 after 11 o'clock in Buffalo, 74 K degrees on the Niagara Frontier. Veterans, it's important that you keep your list of GI insurance beneficiaries up to date. It's easy to attend to at any VA office. and a sultry weather with thunderstorms tonight, possibly severe, continued warm and humid through tomorrow. 74 K degrees in Buffalo now, relative humidity's 91, barometer 29.83 rising, and the wind is southwest at 7 miles an hour. Little Janie Grant and some triangular music here. Music. That's square music with one corner missing. WKBW's Good Time, 5 minutes after 11 on the Hackett Show, 74 K degrees. What do you say we check in, see what's happening in Buffalo?
Buffalo Billboard! Buffalo Billboard! Here's what busy people are doing in Buffalo.
The University of Buffalo Four Arts Festival will hold its first jazz concert this Wednesday, July 26th at Baird Hall at the University of Buffalo campus. Tickets are $1.50. For reservations, call TF73000, extension 668.
Stop. Who's there?
Petunia.
Petunia who?
Petunia old gray bonnet, and we'll listen to WKBW.
Well, I'll tell you, that sounds like a ball.
Heart and soul, ooh, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, ooh, the way you do, badly. Oh, my heart is so, and so,
yes, it's so,
oh, you stole.
Hot and soul. Those are the Cleftones on KB. WKBW's Good Time, 7 1/2 after 11 o'clock, 74 K degrees on the Niagara Frontier.
Wanted by the FBI.
Frederick J. Tenuto, alias St. John, St. Johnny, the Saint, Angel. Wanted for 4 prison breaks. He's 5'5½". Weighs 150, has black hair, dark brown eyes, very dark complexion. He has an imperfect tattoo of the letters SJ on his right forearm, a 1.5-inch scar over his right eye, an imperfect tattoo which may be Anna or Emma on his right forearm, a large mole on his right cheek, and a large irregular burn on his chest. If you see this man, call your local FBI at TL67800. Do not try to apprehend him. He may be armed and is considered dangerous.
This is WKBW, where everything's coming up music.
You're listening to WKBW, 1520 on your dial, in Buffalo.
Fun Radio's number one radio, WKBW, a survey proven Buffalo's most listened to radio station. Well, we're going to have a few of these tonight, possibly severe, continued warm and humid through tomorrow. Sultry weather, wherewithal, and withal, and all that jazz. This is D. Clark. He's going to sing Raindrops. We're going to have him.
A rain.
That's D. Clark, and Raindrops Keeps Falling From My Eyes. WKDW's Good Time and the Hackett Show moves around now to 11 1/2 after 11 o'clock, 74 K degrees here on the Niagara Frontier.
Hello there. Hey. This is Grandma Taylor. And I'd like to tell you a few things about the K Big 30 Show. The new Top 30 survey is previewed every Saturday morning between 9 and high noon. My boy Jimmy Taylor does it. Yes, he does. Be sure and listen and do Grandma Taylor a favor. No songs and such. It's better than homemade bread.
Yeah! Isn't she nice? Hey, for you night nicks, don't miss Bob Diamond's all-night house party. That will begin at 12 midnight tonight as per usual. It'll wail for about 5 hours till 5 in the morning. Bob will lead you over the musical map in search of the K-Big Mystery City, and that means prizes and, of course, all the fun and excitement of the Top 30 and stuff like that there, too. And Bob Diamond's all-night house party, an event you should not miss. We'll move it to Larry Brownell's Pulse Beat News, live at 11:15 from Buffalo's only 24-hour news watch, Action Central. Sam Cooke sings it's called Cupid.
W-K-B-W,
Pulse Beat News.
KB temperature reports high of 72 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. KB's direct line to police headquarters flashed the first report tonight that the charge in today's Buffalo Bank holdup will be first-degree robbery. Such a charge placed against the Snyder teenager tonight in connection with the $3,000 stick-up this afternoon. 17-year-old Frank Stefano of 64 Fruhoff Avenue flashed a toy gun, demanded money from manager Frederick Smith of the Parkside office of the Black Rock Riverside Savings and Loan Association on Hurdle Avenue. Alone at the time, Smith handed over several bundles of cash, then chased the youth as he ran from the building. In his flight, Stefano landed in the backyard of Police Lieutenant Rocco Navarro, who was sunbathing. Navarro wrestled him to the ground, but let go when Stefano pulled out the gun. Navarro and other police officers nabbed Stefano a short time later, hiding on the floor of a parked car on Admiral Avenue. Youth said tonight he had no explanation for the robbery other than, quote, a spur-of-the-moment impulse. Stand by Niagara Falls, New York, for this late-breaking report from KB sources in that city. The city council tonight passed a 5% hotel-motel occupancy tax, which may bring in about $200,000. The council members gave their unanimous okay to the new tax as they adopted a record-high budget for the next fiscal year. It totals $12,057,000. This will mean a tax rate for Niagara Falls property owners of $32.36. That means a boost of 76 cents per $1,000 valuation over last year's tax rate. Next, a deadly finger of lightning reached out of stormy skies over West Seneca today and struck down two men. One of them was killed. He was identified to KB News as 29-year-old Desmond Osborne of 268 Ashland Avenue, Buffalo. Another construction worker standing with Osborne was rushed to Our Lady Victory Hospital, listed now in good condition. He is 44-year-old Joseph Soika of 64 Park Avenue, Depew. The lightning tragedy occurred at the new West Seneca School for Retarded Children being built at East and West Roads. Daredevil Ray Weaver may find his successful Niagara Rapids strip also as a costly one. In Niagara Falls, Ontario, police have charged him with unlawfully placing a boat on the Niagara River without first obtaining a permit, with illegally performing an act that caused a crowd to gather. Weaver, who rode the rapids in a 14-foot steel boat for 6 hours yesterday, will appear in court Thursday. Each charge carries a maximum fine of $100. Other headlines, President Kennedy reported planning to ask Congress tomorrow to okay a heavy long-range buildup of the nation's military forces, but at the moment, no extra taxes. U.S. plans to orbit a satellite as a space platform to be used to launch a missile sometime this week. General Curtis LeMay said tonight the U.S. could supply Berlin by air if it wanted to make an all-out effort. Former Nazi Colonel Adolf Eichmann wound up 5 weeks of testimony today, claiming he was never anti-Semitic. And finally, a young English couple has decided to take the groom's mother along on their honeymoon. Mrs. Sargent will travel in the sidecar of her son's motorcycle on a 500-mile trip to Heidelberg, Germany.
It's the weatherman. Take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do. Ooh-hoo!
Continued warm and humid through tomorrow with a few thundershowers in the area tonight. Isolated thundershowers likely again tomorrow afternoon or evening. Low tonight about 70. High tomorrow in the 80s. Present KB temperature is 72 degrees, humidity 90%, the wind south-southwest at 8 miles per hour. If you're on the scene of a news event, call KB Action Central first at TT45107.
Repeating, the K Big Story of the Moment.
Snyder teenager charged with first-degree robbery.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Welcome back into the Chet Hackett Show, everybody. It's 18 and a half minutes after 11. We're going to call on the many talents of little Brenda Lee. One of the pretty ballads around called Eventually.
Eventually.
There's little Brenda Lee on KB, 21 and a half after 11, WKBW's Good Time, 72 KB degrees on the Niagara frontier. Let's boost!
What's the best hometown of all? Winter, summer, spring, or fall? Buffalo, Buffalo, boost Buffalo, it's good for you. Boost Buffalo, it's good for you. Buffalo's ideal for work and play. Buffalo's ideal in every way. There's plenty to boast about in Buffalo.
The most modern expressways.
Magnificent waterways.
Many great industries.
Wonderful climates, natural beauty.
Plus cultural facilities. Boost Buffalo is good for you. Boost Buffalo is good for you. Buffalo deserves your appreciation. It's the finest hometown in the nation. Boost Buffalo, boost
Buffalo, it's good for you.
WKBW serves you 24 hours a day and serves you right.
Ba-da-ba-da.
Listen to me for a while at 1520 on your dial. In Buffalo, the greatest for music and news, WKBW.
Fun Radio's number one radio, WKBW, a survey proven Buffalo's most listened to radio station. Arthur Lyman here. This is a little bit of Calypso melody from down Caribbean way. You listen to Yellow Bird. Pretty music by Arthur Lyman, Yellow Bird. WKBW's good time, 25 and a half after 11. 72 room temperature, KB Grease in Buffalo.
Whee!
There she goes again. KB's fun of a sun sweetheart. Yeah, she's good looking, and she's got something good cooking. While you're cooking in the Buffalo sun, tape the letters WKBW somewhere on your body so that your tan will show them clearly. Every sunny day at beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will have a transistor radio for a KB beach buddy and a KB beach beauty who wear the WKBW suntan sign. An important message about heart attack. Heart research is finding better ways to give more and more heart attack victims a better chance for active, useful lives. Besides reducing the danger of further attacks, research has developed methods of treatment and care to help many heart attack victims make good recoveries. To learn more about this vital subject, ask the Heart Association of Erie County for free literature. The address is 250 Summer Street, Buffalo 22, New York. All right, we're going to wheel with the wild sound here. Curtis Lee and Pretty Little Angel Eyes.
Angel Eyes. Pretty Little Angel Eyes.
Pretty Little Angel Eyes, huh? Okay. That's a new swinging sound from Curtis Lee. Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Here's the KBIG Sports Scoreboard Report. In the International League, Richmond beat Buffalo 5-2 at the end of 6, Columbus 8, Toronto 3. In the National League, at the end of 6, Cincinnati 3, Milwaukee 2. In the American League, after one inning, Detroit and Los Angeles are scoreless. In the Hall of Fame ball game today in Cooperstown, Los Angeles beat Baltimore 6-2. U.S. Judge George Bolt in Los Angeles has delayed sentencing of reputed underworld boxing czar Frankie Carbo and four others. Judge Bolt says he will decide within 30 days on a motion for a new trial. Got the blues? Here's how to lose them with music and news, KD style.
Blues, the blues, with music and news, on the 1520 spot, WKBW in Buffalo.
Let's move here. We're going to do it with Bobby Rydell, the new dance craze. Let's fish.
Come on, baby, and do the fish.
Man, let's do the fish, fish. Come on, pretty baby. WKBW's good time on the Ted Hackett Show. 27 and a half before midnight. 72 K degrees in the Niagara Frontier. Summertime is here, and that means vacation time is near. This year, see the wonders of the Empire State here, throughout the Catskills, and particularly in the counties of Ulster and Greene along the Hudson Valley, are many old stone houses antedating the Revolution. In many cases, they're still occupied by descendants of the original owners and builders. This year, see them and take KB with you. Hey, watch out driving tonight. You know what's out.
Radar, radar. WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint locations.
Mineral Springs, Bingen Street, Bailey Avenue, and most anywhere else you might be driving. One of the real, real, real fine artists in the country and western music field. High up in the top 30 survey, I fall to pieces, and goes like this. I fall to pieces. There's Patsy Cline. WKBW's good time, 24 before midnight. 72 K degrees here on the Niagara Frontier.
All right, next. Okay, son, you're next. What's your name?
Jim Taylor.
Hey, that's an awful big needle, Doc. Ow!
It's okay, son. It's worth it to have your polio shot. Anyone who doesn't have a polio shot is taking a big risk. Help Mr. Taylor up off the floor, will you, nurse?
I know you've been waiting for this. Stand by.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cape.
Cape who?
Cape Quiet. I'm listening to WKBW.
And that's well. Here's Ricky Nelson. He's still saying hello to that little gal named Mary Lou. How you going to say it tonight, Ricky? Tell us, please. Time for the home folks, Ricky.
Yes, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Hello, Mary Lou, and goodbye heart. WKBW's Good Time, 21 before midnight on the Hackett Show. 72 KDGs going for us in Buffalo. This is the sun spot. This is the Radio 1 spot. WKBW at 1520 is the fun spot, 24 hours a day. Number one radio, WKBW, is survey proven Buffalo's most listened to radio station. Brooke Benton swings in on the Ted Hackett Show. He's got the story about the evil boll weevil coming at you once again here.
Let me tell you a story about a you'll have a real hot home.
There's Brooke Benton and the Boll Weevil song. 3 minutes before news, 18 before midnight. WKBW's Good Time. We have 72 KDGs.
Dum-dum, diddly-dum. Another grand song, huh? Ah, oh, it sure is. It's Dum-Dum. And, of course, you heard it first in Buffalo on the Jim Taylor K-Big 30 Show. Tune in every Saturday morning between 9 and 9 noon. You'll enjoy it. Jim Taylor thinks it's just great. That misguided young man, huh? Sad case, sad.
Yeah! Hey, here we go. Lonnie Donegan moves us to Pulse Beat News, live at 11:45. The burning question, does the chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Oh, me, oh, my, oh, me. Whatever. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. On the bedpost overnight.
It's a dollar and a dime, it's a dime.
He's singing another chorus, but he hasn't got the time.
On the bedpost
WKBW Pulse Beat News.
KB temperature reports high 72 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. Niagara Falls, New York tonight okayed a whopping big budget, which not only will mean a boost in real estate taxes, but will also require a brand new tax. Reporting from the Falls City Council chambers, the KB source flashed the word that a record high budget of just over $12 million was approved for 1962. Also given a green light by the council members was a new 5% occupancy tax, which applies to hotels and motels. It's expected to bring in close to $200,000. For Niagara Falls, New York property owners, all of this means a boost in taxes next year of 76 cents per $1,000 valuation, or a tax rate of $32.36. Buffalo police tonight searching for the owner of a .32-caliber automatic, which was used in the gangland murder of Nicholas Tyrone Sunday morning. WKBW files indicate that it was the seventh such underworld killing in Buffalo since 1957. Tyrone's companion, Anthony Tortorici, 314 Trenton Avenue, being held in $10,000 bail as a material witness. Murder weapon turned over to police by the mother of a 12-year-old boy who found it under a parked car near Niagara and Porter Streets, where Tyrone allegedly was shot. KB crime reporters say that police are receiving little cooperation from friends and relatives of the murdered man. Bell Aircraft announced today it has manufactured a rocket engine which will be used by the U.S. space team in sending the next missile to the moon. At its Niagara Falls Boulevard plant, Bell Aerosystems Company made a Ranger 1 engine designed to power that rocket to the moon. Bell officials told KB News that the Ranger rocket will probe about 600,000 miles out into space. It's been scheduled to go up from Cape Canaveral one day this week aboard a space platform, but late word tonight indicates the moonshot may be delayed. East German refugees continue to pour over the line into West Berlin by the thousands. They pose a serious problem in the Berlin crisis, plus the fact that there is a united church in divided Germany. KB's listening post today heard about both subjects in this direct report from Cologne.
For assembly of the German Protestant Church Congress in the Olympia Stadium in Berlin, which was attended by 100,000 persons, was an impressive demonstration of the common bond between the Protestants in East and West. In spite of the ban by the communist authorities in East Berlin on functions connected with the Congress, thousands of people came from the Soviet zone of occupation. The chairman of the Council of the Protestant Church in Germany, the Reverend Schaff, stressed the all-German character of the Congress and said the people had come from all parts of the country as Christians dominated by the desire to hear their Lord. The president of the Congress, Herr von Taden-Trieglas, stated that the motto of this Congress, I am with you, had accompanied the members in the midst of all external dangers. The stream of refugees from the Soviet zone has continued undiminished over the weekend. In the past 24 hours, 1,094 refugees from the Soviet zone were registered in the emergency reception camps in West Berlin. Over the whole week, almost 9,000 inhabitants of central Germany arrived in West Berlin. This news broadcast comes to you from the Voice of Germany.
Final headlines, Georgia passenger... Final headlines, Georgia passenger train collided tonight with a freight train near Macon. First reports to KB News say an undetermined number of passengers was injured and the engineer of one train critically hurt. President Kennedy goes before the nation tomorrow to spell out his strategy for answering Russia's threats to Berlin. And UN Secretary General Hammarskjöld is in Tunisia tonight in hopes of working out a peace formula between the French and the Tunisian government.
It's the weatherman. Take the cue and tell us what the weather's going to do.
Continued warm and humid through tomorrow. A few thundershowers in the area tonight. Isolated thundershowers likely again tomorrow afternoon or evening. Low tonight about 70. High tomorrow in the 80s. Present KB temperature is 72 degrees. Humidity 90%. The wind south-southwest at 8 miles per hour. Don't forget, KB pays cash for news. Call Action Central at TT45107.
Repeating, the K Big Story of the Moment.
Niagara Falls votes new 5% hotel tax.
More news any moment. More news any moment.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back into the Ted Hackett Show, everybody. It's 10 and a half before midnight, and here's Brooke, my kind of girl.
Huh? She walks like kind of full of joy, because she told me I'm her kind of boy.
Monroe and my kind of girl, WKBW's Good Time, 7 and a half before midnight, 72, so winging K degrees on the Niagara frontier.
Did you know there will be more than 1.5 million persons living in the Buffalo metropolitan area by 1965?
No.
And did you know that more than 4,000 new homes were built in the greater Buffalo area during the past year?
Howie!
Boost Buffalo. It's good for you.
Yeah. It's WKBW, like a flower. Everything's coming up music. Want a cha-cha-cha? Cha-cha.
This is 1520 on your radio dial. WKBW, your favorite station for music and news.
Fun Radio's number one radio, WKBW, a survey proven Buffalo's most listened to radio station. Connie Francis, we're going to do the thing together here. Real pretty. Old barbershop thing at 7 before midnight. Connie?
We stroll the land. Darling, wherever you are, will always be together.
That's Connie Francis and Together. 4 before midnight, WKBW's Good Time. 4 before the all-night house party, 72 KBGs here on the Niagara frontier. WKBW reminds you the system for renewing driver's licenses has been streamlined. It's no longer necessary to pick up application blanks. The forms will be mailed to you before renewal time. To avoid last-minute rush, have your application processed early this year.
Rain or shine? KB's watching the weather. If it shines, look for the KB Fun in the Sun Sweetheart at beaches, pools, and parks in the Buffalo area. she'll have a transistor radio for a KB Beach buddy and a KB Beach beauty who wear the WKBW suntan sign. If the weather's bad, look for the KB Fun in the Sun sweetheart tomorrow. She'll be looking for you.
That's not bad either, I can tell you. Donnie Gibson's going to wrap it up in the Ted Hackett Show. He's going to go to work on the big guitar sound again. He wrote this himself. It swings. It's the Sea of Heartbreak.
The lights and the harbor.
Sea of Heartbreak, and Donnie Gibson does it on the Ted Hackett Show. That just about wraps it up. Now, you stay tuned for Bop and Bob Diamond. He'll have the all-night record thing there, and he'll last until 5 in the morning. We'll see you again tomorrow night between 9 and midnight for more of the same, we hope. Till next we meet, no matter who, what, or where you be, please, please, please take real good care of yourself because you're nice. We'd hate to lose you. Till then, bye-bye, you.
WKBW, this is the race that sets the pace for Buffalo.
K degrees, WKBW's good time at the tone will be 12 midnight.
You're invited to a house party, an all-night house party. Great entertainment too, and music and fun just for you. If you're staying up late, working, playing, or driving your car, make a definite day for a house party. Wherever you are, all night, house party with music just for you.
Thank you. I didn't know I was waited for so badly there. It's 35 seconds now past the mark of 12 midnight as we get things underway on the swinging affair called the Diamond House Party Show on a Tuesday morning in Buffalo. You, me, the records make three, baby. U.S. Bonds here. Get us underway. That's a little quarter to three action. Nice wailing sound for you, the wailing wonderful sound. It serves as the overture and the opener-upper for the early Tuesday edition of the Bob Diamond House Party Show. U.S. Bonds of the gang there in a little quarter to three action. It's 71 K degrees in Buffalo. Much to many people's dismay, I made it. It's 93% on the relative humidity side of things. The barometer now 29.81 falling. Winds are southwesterly at 6 miles an hour. We'll take a long look at the weather picture, but first, hear this.
From one of Buffalo's several huge fleets pulls away from the street. A radio call sends the driver into the Niagara frontier night. Somewhere a light burns and a passenger waits.
Both the driver and the passenger blocks apart have one thing in common. WKBW radio.
WKBW stands the night watch, bringing news of the city that never sleeps. Bringing entertainment to the people that live in this great city.
Keep tuned to keep informed.
1520 Radio 1KB.
That's the biggest sound for miles around, and the best sound yet from your radio set. 1520 Radio, it's the even newer WKBW. Now for that long look at the weather picture that we promised you. At 4 minutes now, past the mark of 12 midnight in Buffalo. It's continued warm and humid throughout today and tonight and tomorrow, too, with isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers expected in the area. The high temperature today should be near 85 degrees, low tonight about 70, and southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour becoming very gusty around the thundershowers.
Radar, radar. WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint location.
Alrighty, police radar squads will be out there waiting and watching for you, checking on traffic today, Tuesday, July number 25 of 1961. They'll be looking for you on Elmwood Avenue, Hinman Avenue, and Parkside Avenue, too, so drive with care there and everywhere you go. Here's kind of a cute little tune for you by the Answer Girl, Demita Jill on the House Party Show, and baby, no matter where you are, I'll be there.
You can reach the top.
Hi,
There's a wonderful brand new sound of Demita Joe on the House Party Show, and baby, no matter what, I'll be there. How about that, huh? WKBW's Good Time in Buffalo at 7 minutes 45 seconds past 12 midnight. Presently at 71 KBGs out there, the humidity at 93%, the barometer falling at 29.81, the winds are southwesterly at 6 miles an hour, and Bob Diamond with music for you. We'll be along with Song and Sound on Record right here at the 1520 party line, so do stay by and we'll do our best to brighten up the day for you, too.
Recognize that music? That's the sound of tropical islands, and that's the kind of music you'd hear if you traveled with the fleet. Join the United States Navy and see the world. Travel and the Navy have always gone together, and they still do. The Navy's not all travel, of course, because you'll learn valuable skills that will help you the rest of your life. For more information on today's nuclear Navy, see your recruiter tomorrow.
Fun Radio's now number one radio. This is the biggest sound for miles around. The even newer WKBW.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hobby.
Hobby who?
Hobby days are here again on WKBW.
You're in tune with the Bob Diamond House Party Show at 9 minutes now, past 12 midnight. WKBW's Good Time. Here's the Castells, and our love is sacred.
Sacred.
That's a wonderful sound of the Castells here on the Bob Diamond House Party Show over on early Tuesday morning in Buffalo, and that's called simply Sacred. And WKBW's Good Time in Buffalo, 11 minutes now past 12 midnight. It's 71 KDGs out there, the humidity at 93%, and Bob Diamond with music just for you until 5 in the a.m. So do stay by, won't you? We'll do our best to brighten up the day and cheer it along with a song and a sound or two on record.
Summertime is here, and that means vacation time is near. This year, see the wonders of the Empire State here. Along the byways of New York State are approximately 24 covered bridges, romantic symbols of a bygone age. Some still carry traffic, others are preserved as historic relics. Among them is the longest single-span covered wooden bridge in the world, the 210-foot span over Schoharie Creek at North Blenheim in Schoharie County. When you go, take KB along with you.
That was kind of a fast trip, wasn't it? At 1520 on your dial, this is the station that smiles for hundreds of miles, the even newer WKBW. Oh, come on, baby, let's cha-cha this morning, yeah? Dance with me now. Try not to step on your little bitty white sneakers there.
This is 1520 on your radio dial. WKBW, your favorite station for music and news.
I can hardly see your little white sneakers. Your freckles are blinding me. At 1520 on your dial, why not fill up the car radio with the high-octane sound of Radio 1 in Buffalo? This is the even newer WKBW. The Pulse Beat News, we go with Bill Maher reporting on Action Central at 1215. Here's Joe Dell.
Can't you see I love you?
W. K. B. W. Pulse Beat News.
KB temperature at report time at 71 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. Well, at least 25 persons have been reported injured in the head-on collision of a passenger train and a freight near Macon, Georgia. The Central of Georgia streamliner, Nancy Hanks, was on its way from Atlanta to Savannah when it struck a local freight. Police said 8 to 10 ambulances were called to the scene. One observer said the engineer of one of the trains was critically hurt. In other news this morning, this special report from the nation's capital in KB's Jim Randolph. President Kennedy will spell out his Berlin problem tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. He is expected to announce in a nationwide radio and television address that he wants a sharp military buildup. But administration sources predict he'll not ask for a tax increase unless inflationary forces touch off hoarding and panic buying. Overseas, NATO's Permanent Council of Ministers has given its approval to the American stand on Berlin. The council also approved the crisis message President Kennedy will deliver to the nation tomorrow night. Informed NATO sources say the message is not concerned only with military aspects of the Berlin crisis, but takes in all aspects of the struggle, including economic affairs. Elsewhere, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert McNamara is on his way home to Washington from Paris and London after talks with NATO officials and British defense chiefs on the Western Stand on Berlin. As McNamara arrived in London, there were diplomatic reports that Britain is hesitant to take any dramatic moves such as bolstering forces in Germany at the present time. Meanwhile, in the divided city itself, U.S. intelligence agents have been accused by the communists of blackmailing East Germans into fleeing to West Berlin. More than 23,000 East German refugees have entered Berlin since the first of the month, in an exodus unmatched since a revolt 8 years ago. A U.S. spokesman rushed aside the East German charges as rubbish. Final headlines, an Eastern Airlines plane carrying 33 was hijacked at gunpoint and forced to fly to Havana. A U.S. Air Force jet interceptor escorted the plane to the international boundary 3 miles off of Cuba, but was unable to prevent a seizure by the Cuban government. United Nations Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld arrived in Tunis as Tunisia's Arab neighbors mobilized. Hammarskjöld will try to prevent the shaky ceasefire from collapsing in tense blizzard day. Finally, in the news at this hour, an East German soldier wrote a letter to the communist propaganda chief asking whether the party condones soldiers writing letters to several girls at the same time. A propaganda boss, Gerhard Eisler, replied that there was no general objections if useful problems are discussed. He didn't explain what types of problems he had in mind.
It's the weatherman.
Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow, with isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers likely. A high temperature today of 85, a low tonight around 70. Present Buffalo temperature now at 71, humidity at 93%, the winds out of the southwest at 6 miles per hour. Don't forget, KB Action Central pays cash for news. If you have a news story, call Action Central TT45107.
Repeating. The K Big Story of the Moment.
25 injured in Georgia train crash.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment. On KB.
Welcome back to more music on Bob Diamond House Party Show on KB Radio. For an early Tuesday morning, this is the voice of Brenda Lee, and this is one called simply Eventually.
Eventually.
That's truly a wonderful sound for you on the Bob Diamond House Party Show on KB Radio in Buffalo. That's the voice of little Brenda Lee. And that's called simply Eventually. WKBW's Good Time, now right around to 21, past the mark of 12 midnight. Presently in downtown Buffalo, it's 71 key degrees on a swinging Tuesday morning. That's you, me, and the records make three. They're the wee small ones until something like about... 5 o'clock, so do stay by. Upcoming at 5, of course, will be the Fireman Home Show with Don Keller, the farm filler, back from vacation. And around we go with Song and Sound on Record.
Here's the WKBW Employment Column of the Air. In cooperation with the Employment Division of the New York State Labor Department, WKBW announces the following job opportunity now open.
Electronic engineers are needed for design of digital computers. Now, the applicants must have research experience and a degree. Those qualified may contact Mr. Provick in the professional section of the New York State Employment Service, 200 Franklin Street, second floor. KB's Employment Column of the Year will be heard again within 3 hours and is another public service of WKBW Radio. Snap your fingers now. Tap your toes, too, by golly. You know just, well, everybody knows.
It's WKBW, 1520 on your dial. Your favorite station in Buffalo. Stay tuned all the while.
Bop, bop. At 1520 on your dial, you're always in style with the even newer WKBW, and it's survey-proven Buffalo's most listened-to station now by a greater margin than ever before. She's Reet Petite and so neat, too, and she's got those pretty little angel eyes. Here's Curtis Lee.
Pretty little angel eyes.
That's the wonderful sound of Curtis Lee on the Bob Diamond House Party Show. That's the story of that pretty little angel eyed gal. WKBW's Good Time in Buffalo. Now we're at around to 25 minutes and 15 seconds past the mark of 12 midnight. Presently in downtown Buffalo, it's 71 KB degrees out there with a relative humidity at 93%. The barometer 2981 falling. Winds are southwesterly at 6 miles an hour. And the weather word is continued warm and humid throughout today, tonight, and tomorrow, too.
More than ever before, Buffalo and Erie County look to the YMCA to help build better citizens. Now the Y needs your help. Support the Build for Youth crusade. Help this worthy organization build a better Buffalo.
One life, two, oh.
Radio 1KB.
Say, we've got big news for you. We've had a winner in our Mystery City contest, and we'll have that news coming up within the hour on the House Party Show, so keep your ear right here.
Hey, how long you been out here in the sun?
Oh, since early morning, I guess. I've been trying to get a KB suntan.
That's why you've got the letters WKBW taped on your back?
Yeah, so I can win a transistor radio from KB. But I better get this tape off now.
Yeah, here, I'll give you a hand here. Slow or fast?
Oh, fast, I guess.
Okay.
Ow!
Sorry.
Sunny days, KB's Front in the Sun sweetheart will have transistor radios for two KB listeners, one of each sex, who have the WKBW suntan sign.
Alrighty, don't forget, our Front in the Sun sweetheart will be out there waiting and watching for you at the beaches and pools around the Buffalo area on sunny days, so make sure that you've got your WKBW suntan sign there. WKBW's good time on the house party. Oh, by golly, right now it's around at 26 minutes and 45 seconds past the mark of 12 midnight. This will take us up to check-in time with the sports scoreboard report on the half hour. It's 71 K degrees in downtown Buffalo on a humid Tuesday morning.
I love becoming a thing of the past.
And this is a brand new song by the Shirelles of the House Party, and our love is a thing of the past, baby.
Your kisses.
Wonderful sound for you on the Diamond House Party Show on KB Radio in Buffalo. That's the Shirelles, and our love is a thing of the past. It's 29 minutes and 30 seconds past 12 midnight. WKBW's good time, and it's 71 KB degrees out there. At 15:29 to dial, right now it's time to check in with the KBIC Sports Scoreboard Report on the half hour. The Hall of Fame exhibition game at Cooperstown, New York. Los Angeles Dodgers beat out Baltimore with a score of 6-2 in International League play. All night game scheduled. Richmond beat out Buffalo with a score of 5-2. And the Columbus down Toronto 8-3. In National League, only one night game played, and the only game in the league, too. At the end of 7.5 innings of play, Cincinnati now leads Milwaukee 9-2. That score again at the end of 7.5 innings of play, Cincinnati 9, Milwaukee 2. In American League, also only one night game. Los Angeles now leads Detroit at the end of 4.5 innings of play. Los Angeles 1, Detroit nothing. That score again at the end of 4.5 innings of play in the American League. The only night game, Los Angeles 1, Detroit nothing.
The Boys of Radio Buffalo, it's WKBW.
We'll move it into this half hour of the House Party Show, the soft and pretty sound for you on KB Radio in Buffalo. This is Arthur Lavin and the group, and this is called Yellow Bird. That is a wonderful sound of Arthur Lyman of the group on the Bob Diamond House Party Show. But this is an early Tuesday morning in Buffalo. That's called Yellow Bird. And it moves WKBW's good time now to 26 minutes and 45 seconds, shy of the mark of 1 o'clock. It's presently 71 K degrees out there, and the humidity at 93%. Bob Diamond with music for you till the early hour of 5 this morning, and we'd like you for our company, so stick around, won't you? We'll give you the complete weather word, but first let's sing a little song of Buffalo.
What's the best hometown of all? Winter, summer, spring, or fall? Buffalo, Buffalo, Boost Buffalo, it's good for you. Boost Buffalo, it's good for you. Buffalo's ideal for work and play. Buffalo's ideal in every way. There's plenty to boast about in Buffalo.
The most modern expressways,
magnificent waterways,
many great industries.
Wonderful climate, natural beauty,
plus cultural facilities. Boost Buffalo, it's good for you. Boost Buffalo, it's good for you. Buffalo deserves your appreciation. It's the finest hometown in the nation. Boost Buffalo, it's good for you.
Alrighty, here's the complete weather word as received by the gang in KB's Climatological Control. On an early swinging Tuesday in Buffalo, this is the weather word. Continued warm and humid throughout today, tonight, and tomorrow, with isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers forecast for the area. The expected high temperature for the days should be near 85 degrees. The low tonight about 70, and southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, becoming very gusty around the thundershowers. Presently, it's 71 K degrees in downtown Buffalo. The humidity at 93%, the barometer 2981 falling, and winds are southerly at 6 miles an hour. Here's kind of a cute little sound for it, Al. This is the sound of the Chordettes, Archie Blyer's fine orchestra and chorus. Music from the movies, the Academy Award winner for the year, the vocal version, and this is Never on Sunday.
Oh, you can kiss me.
That's the Chordettes along with Archie Blyer's fine orchestra and chorus here on the Bob Diamond House Party Show. Kind of a groovy little sound for you, too. And that's called Never on Sunday. And WKBW's Good Time in Buffalo, 22 minutes and 15 seconds shy of the mark of 1 o'clock. 71 key degrees out there, and the humidity at 93%. And Bob Diamond with music for you through the wee small ones until 5 in the a.m., so stick around, huh? Say, veterans, you know, the Veterans Administration says that your military discharge paper is valuable. So make copies of it, huh? And keep the original in a safe place, too. Once again, make copies of your military discharge paper there, veterans. It's valuable. And keep the original in a safe place.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alpaca.
Alpaca who?
Alpaca Lunch, and you listen to WKBW.
That sounds like a groovy little idea. And while we pack our little lunch and listen to WKBW, we'll listen to the big boss of the blues here, the genius of Ray Charles on the House Party Show. And baby, look out now. I've got news for you. That's a great sound for you, the genius of Ray Charles on the Bob Diamond House Party Show. And look out there, baby, I've got news for you. WKBW's Good Time, 17 minutes and 45 seconds shy of the mark of 1 o'clock.
Big Chief Lapping Waterfall, your son, request permission to seek new career.
What career, my son?
Me want him join U.S. Air Force.
Hmm?
Oh, father, me want him join U.S. Air Force.
You want him get in Big Bird, go boom, boom, all over sky?
Yes, yes.
You nut. You better stay on reservation.
Oh, no, father. I want him spend rest of my life in... thanks, fellas.
Alrighty, it's amazing the way those fellas fit into that teepee. It's a streamlined teepee, you know. 71 K degrees in downtown Buffalo, and you're just minutes away from Pulse Beat News of the Day with Bill Morrow reporting.
WKBW.
Why, that's 1520 on your happy little radio dial.
1520 on your dial.
And it's your favorite station for music and news, too.
Your favorite station for music and news.
It's wonderful radio on the Niagara Frontier.
In Buffalo, WKBW.
This is Future Sonic Radio adding vitamin B happy to the Niagara Frontier. 1520 Radio, the even newer WKBW. The news time we going up. Look out, we're rocket solid. Instrumentally styled for your approval. The Marquee is here on the House Party Show. And look out for this one. This is called Last Night. Oh, Last Night. One more once for Bill Morrow.
W-K-B-W, Pulse Beat News.
KB temperature at report time now stands at 71 in Buffalo. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. Well, topic the news at this hour, a Georgia passenger train has collided with a freight, reportedly injuring 25 persons at Macon, Georgia. Police said the wreck took place near Macon. The passenger train rammed the freight head-on. Officials said 8 or 10 ambulances had been called to the scene. Most of them had made at least 2 trips to and from the scene. Well, on the local news scene, within the last half hour, an accident at Clinton and Stoley has reportedly injured at least 3 persons. Those 3 were rushed to the South Buffalo Mercy Hospital. However, their names or conditions have not yet been determined. The Erie County Sheriff's Office is investigating the mishap. On the nation's Capitol line, President Kennedy will make his Berlin crisis speech to the nation tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. The speech is said to call for a sharp military buildup of the active military reserves, the National Guard, and the reserves. Other news headlines. Republican Senator Hugh Scott says President Kennedy should tell the nation the names of his advisors. The one-time GOP national chairman said certain administration policies seem to cancel out one another. The United States plans to orbit a space platform this week to launch a deep space probe from it. The shot is tentatively set for Friday morning. Finally, in the news at this hour, a book written by Adolf Eichmann, or I should say Adolf Hitler, 35 years ago, and never published, will be released sometime this week. With only 5,000 copies going on sale in Germany, the book is expected to be a sellout. The copyright holder has agreed to sell only one edition of the book that will sell for $5 a piece in paperback.
It's the weatherman, take the cue. The girl is what the weather's going to do.
Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow with isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High near 80, low about 70. Present Buffalo temperature now at 71, humidity at 93%. Currently, the winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles per hour.
Repeating, the K-Big story of the moment.
25 injured in train crash.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Once I had a pretty girl.
Really?
Her name, it doesn't matter.
Well, if you say so.
She went away with another guy. Now he won't even look at her.
Welcome back to more music on the House Party Show. This is Del Shannon, and this is called Hats Off to Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
That's a great sound for you. Del Shannon on the House Party Show and a groovy little thing called Hats Off to Larry. And how about that, huh? Moves WKBW's Good Time in Buffalo. Now we're at round two. Let's see here. Just about, 9 minutes and 30 seconds before 1 o'clock. 9 and 30 before 1, KB's Good Time on the House Party. It's 71 KB degrees out there, the relative humidity holding now at 93%. The barometer, 29.81 and falling. The winds are now southwesterly at 6 miles an hour. You know, 24,000 New York State sportsmen are helping in the State Conservation Department in its Small Game Take Survey. Now, that'll serve as a guide to the future management policies. Questionnaires have been sent out to New York State hunting license holders, and the accuracy of these results in the depends on your cooperation. Now, if you've received a questionnaire, a few minutes of your time will contribute greatly to the survey's success. So keep that in mind, won't you?
Your favorite station for music and news. Stay tuned all the while to WKBW 1520 on your dial.
This is fun-filled radio, 24 hours each and every day at 1520 on the dial. You're in style with the even newer WKBW, and it's survey-proven Buffalo's most listened-to station. K-Big, congratulations go out this morning to the winner in our Mystery City Contest. The winner, Sharon Polance of 39 Page Street, Buffalo 7, New York, picked up a copy of every record on KB's Top 30 survey for her winning answer in our Mystery City Contest. And her card had the earliest postmark, although we did have many people that sent in the correct answer. Sharon's card had the earliest postmark. So K-Big, congratulations once again to Sharon Polance, 39 Page Street, Buffalo 7, New York. A copy of every record on KB's Top 30 survey will be in the mail to you shortly. And she found our mystery city. Seattle, Washington was the mystery city. Okay? Seattle, Washington, the mystery city. Sharon Polance, her card had the earliest postmark, so she's our winner. And KB, congratulations to you. We'll have a new mystery city contest starting within a few days right here on the House Party Show. It's 7 minutes and 15 seconds before 1 now. WKBW's Good Time here on the House Party Show. A pretty song for you right now. It's one to watch out for. This is the Highwayman, and it's called Michael. That's a wonderful sound of the Highwayman on the House Party Show here on KB Radio in Buffalo. And that's Michael. How about that, huh? Very pretty, too. WKBW's Good Time in Town. It's now at around to, let's see here, just about, 4 minutes and 30 seconds before the mark of 1 o'clock. It's presently 71 KB degrees in downtown Buffalo. And Bob Diamond twixt the tables to turn with song and sound and record designed to brighten up the early day for you. Say, you know, you can buy a good home in a very sound way with a mortgage insured by FHA, the Federal Housing Administration. Want to remember that, huh? That's a good home, the sound way, with FHA.
Some people have a desire, a burning desire, to wear the WKBW suntan sign. And can you blame them? Every sunny day, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will search the beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area
looking for listeners with the call letters WKBW suntanned on some part of their bodies. To the daily winners, a KB Beach Beauty and a KB Beach Buddy, she'll award a completely equipped transistor radio. On sunny days, look for KB's Fun in the Sun Sweetheart. And remember to wear the WKBW suntan sign.
All right, here, 1520 on your dial. You're in style with the Bob Diamond House Party Show. We'll bring down the curtain on the first hour of the affair with four more to go. Right through until 5 this morning with the swinging sound by Mr. Frank Sinatra, Billy May's orchestra, his latest, and this is called Granada. Cha-cha-cha! That is the tune that brings down the curtain on the first hour of the Bob Diamond House Party Show, and a great sound it is, too. That's Granada on KB Radio in Buffalo. WKBW's good time at 30 seconds shy of the mark of 1 o'clock. It's 71 KB degrees, the humidity 93%.
KB brings you news and weather, where all Buffalo gets together.
We tell the time and we make you smile. Tune your radio to 1520 on your dial.
WKBW.
It's 1 o'clock on the button in Buffalo. Fun Radio's not number one radio, and WKBW is survey-proven Buffalo's most listened-to station. The overture on part two of the House Party Show, it's Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
How about that, huh? The groovy little sound for you. That's Mr. Bobby Lewis on the House Party Show, the overture of the open opera on hour two of the affair for this early Tuesday morning. And you got me tossing and a-turning all night long. WKBW street level temperature 71 KB degrees in town. And KB's good time on the House Party Show. 2 minutes and 45 seconds past 1 o'clock.
There she goes again. KB's Fun in the Sun Sweetheart. Yeah, she's good looking, and she's got something good cooking. While you're cooking in the Buffalo sun, tape the letters WKBW somewhere on your body so that your tan will show them clearly. Every sunny day at beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area, KB's Fun in the Sun Sweetheart will have a transistor radio for a KB Beach Buddy and a KB Beach Beauty who wear the WKBW suntan sign.
Alrighty, the weather word for the Niagara Frontier goes something like this today. It's continued warm and humid throughout today and tonight and tomorrow, too, with isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers in the area. The expected high temperature today, approximately 85 degrees, low tonight around 70. And then southwesterly winds, 10 to 20 miles an hour, becoming very gusty around the thundershowers. Presently 71 KB degrees in downtown Buffalo, the humidity 93, the barometer falling, and the wind southwesterly at 6 miles an hour.
Boost Buffalo, it's good for you. Boost Buffalo, it's good for you. Buffalo deserves your appreciation. It's the finest hometown in the nation. Boost Buffalo, boost Buffalo. It's good for you.
This is Funville Radio, 24 hours each and every day at 1520 Radio, the even newer WKBW House Party Show. And let's go swinging now on the easy side of things. A pretty country western ballad tower sort of a swinger, huh? This is Donnie Gibson and the Sea of Heartbreak. That's a great sound for you on the Diamond House Party Show. That's Donnie Gibson on KB Radio in Buffalo, and that's a little song called The Sea of Heartbreak. 71 KB degrees on a swinging Tuesday in our town, and this is July number 25 of 1961. WKBW's good time. Now we're at around to 7 minutes past 1 o'clock out there.
All right. Next. Okay, son, you're next. What's your name?
Ted Hackett. Gee, that's an awful big needle, Doc. Ouch!
It's okay, son. It's worth it to have your polio shot. Anyone who doesn't have a polio shot is taking a big risk. Help Mr. Hackett off the floor, will you please, nurse?
All righty, yeah, 1520 on your dial. You're in style with the Diamond House Party, swinging live until 5, so don't you dare go away.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Effervescent.
Effervescent? Who?
Effervescent for WKBW. Life would be pretty dull.
7 minutes and 45 seconds past one. WKBW's good time here on the House Party Show. Kind of a groovy little sound for you, too. This is D. Clark. And baby, there's just so many raindrops falling from my eyes. D, tell him.
A rain.
Eyes of Whalen sound of D. Clark at the Bob Diamond House Party Show. And baby, just so many raindrops keep a falling from my eyes. WKBW's Good Time in Buffalo. It's now right around to 10 minutes and 30 seconds past the mark of 1 o'clock. Presently in downtown Buffalo, it's 71 KB degrees out there. The humidity holding at 93%.
Wanted by the FBI.
Donald L. Payne, wanted for sex crimes and parole violations. He's 5'10", weighs approximately 140. Slender build, ruddy complexion, brown receding hair. Large scar on right index finger, birthmark on right elbow, scar on forehead, a tattoo of two hearts, a wreath, and the word Christine on the right forearm. If you see Donald L. Payne, call your local FBI at TL67800. Do not approach him. He is armed and considered dangerous.
Feature Sonic Radio, adding vitamin B, happy to your Niagara Frontier, is found right here at 1520. This is the Eva Neewer, WKBW.
This is 1520, the lively spot on your dial, WKBW. The station with a smile, you hear the latest news and the greatest music around. On WKBW,
the station with a modern style.
1520.
This is the station that smiles for hundreds of miles. 1520 Radio, this is the Eva Neewer, WKBW, and it's survey proven, Buffalo's most listened to radio station. It's kind of an easy swinger for at Pulse Beat News. We go with Bill Maher reporting from Action Central. Here's Adam Wade.
The love light's gone.
I see.
KB temperature at report time now at 71 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. Well, you heard it first on Buffalo's all-night news watch. A crack Atlanta to Savannah passenger train has collided with a freight head-on just outside of Macon, Georgia, reportedly injuring at least 25 persons. Officials at the scene flashed word to KB correspondents at the Bibb County seat that 11 ambulances had made at least two trips each to and from the scene. Another report said that the engineer of one of the trains appeared to be critically hurt. So far, there have been no reported fatalities from the grinding crash. Here on the Buffalo news scene, an accident in the town of Elma at Clinton and Stoley has sent three persons to the South Buffalo Mercy Hospital. Two young girls are reported injured. They are currently undergoing treatment. A third victim of the crash is now at this second being rushed to the hospital. That person has yet to arrive. The Erie County Sheriff's Office is investigating the accident, which happened a few moments before midnight. Another passenger train had an accident near Georgia this afternoon. However, the second accident did not injure anyone. Next in the news, a special report from the nation's capital. President Kennedy will spell out his Berlin program tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. He is expected to announce in a nationwide radio and television address that he wants a sharp military buildup. But administration sources predict he will not ask for a tax increase unless inflationary forces touch off hoarding and panic buying. Finally in the news, one white man and three Negroes were arrested today at Jackson, Mississippi, after attempting to use segregated facilities. Shortly after the four were arrested, seven more persons identified as freedom riders were convicted of breach of the peace charges. Yesterday's arrests raised the number of integration arrests in Jackson to 271 in 2 months.
It's the weatherman, take the cue, and tell us what the weather's going to do.
Partly cloudy and hot today, a high temperature near 85. Clear and cooler tonight, low about 70. Present Buffalo temperature now stands at 71. Humidity at 68%. The winds are out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour.
Repeating, the K Big Story of the Moment.
Several hurt in accident in Georgia.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Welcome back to more music in hour two of the Bob Diamond House Party Show for this Tuesday morning in Buffalo. The cute and cuddly one here, this is Connie Francis, and her latest called Together.
We stroll, we'll always be together.
That's a wonderful sound for you. The tune that brings us back to more music in hour two of the Bob Diamond House Party Show, the voice of Connie Francis on KB Radio, and that's Togetherness. WKBW's Good Time, now 19 minutes and 45 seconds past 1 o'clock. It's presently 71 KB Grays out there.
Buffalo Billboard! Buffalo Billboard! Here's what busy people are doing in Buffalo.
The Red Cross Bloodmobile will be at the following locations this Wednesday, July the 26th, at the Ford Stamping Plant at 3660 Lakeshore Road from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m., and at the Veterans Hospital, 3495 Bailey Avenue from 6 to 9 p.m. If you're in either area, by all means, stop by.
1520 on your dial is the right spot for music and news. It's the bright spot. It's WKBW. 1520.
This is the air-conditioned sound of Radio 1 in Buffalo at 1520 on your dial. This is the even newer WKBW radio. Hey, let's do a little swinging now and a new dance for you, too. Here's Hammer and Hank Valley at his musical Midnighters. And come on, baby, let's try that switcheroo.
Now come on, baby, let's...
You tell him, big fella.
Just like this.
Just like this. I'm going to have to try that one of these days, the switcheroo. The only thing is, on the twist and that sort of thing, I threw my back out of place, and I'm still not in shape for it. WKBW's Good Time in Buffalo. It's 23 minutes and 30 seconds past 1 o'clock. It's 71 KB degrees out there, and the humidity now 93%. You know, association with other children pays off an important part of the rehabilitation of a crippled child. Now, this is the experience of the Easter Seals Society. The other children learn to accept crippled children. The crippled child learns that he isn't different and often makes a more rapid recovery as a result. Now, it's up to you to see that the crippled children share in the advantages of all children in your community.
Some people have a desire, a burning desire, to wear the WKBW suntan sign. And can you blame them? Every sunny day, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will search the beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area, looking for listeners with the call letters WKBW suntanned on some part of their bodies. To the daily winners, a KB Beach Beauty and a KB Beach Buddy, she'll award a completely equipped transistor radio. On sunny days, look for KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart, and remember to wear the WKBW suntan sign.
Those oldies, the goodies, reminds me of you. Yes, dear.
Reminds me of you.
There you go, Little Caesar along with the Romans on the Diamond House Party Show here on KB Radio. And those oldies but goodies, baby, kind of remind me of you. WKBW's Good Time, now around to 28 minutes past the mark of 1 o'clock. Presently in downtown Buffalo, though, 71 KB degrees out there, and the relative humidity in town at 93%. The barometer now standing at 29.81 and falling. And winds are southwesterly at 6 miles an hour. We'll round out this half hour of the House Party Show with the Cleftones. Yeah, this is Heart and Soul, baby. On the Diamond House Party Show, the Cleftones, and that's Heart and Soul music. It's 1:30 on the button, and right now it's time to check in with the KBIG Sports Scoreboard Report on the half hour. In International League, all night games scheduled. Richmond down Buffalo with a score of 5-2, and Columbus victorious over Toronto 8-3. In National League play, only one night game scheduled, and it's a final score now. Cincinnati 9, Milwaukee 3. In American League play, also only one night game scheduled at the end of 8 innings of play. Detroit now leads Los Angeles 3-2. That score again at the end of 8 innings of play. In a special game, the Hall of Fame exhibition game at Cooperstown, New York, Los Angeles Dodgers down Baltimore with a score of 6-2.
We listen all the while to the hot spot on the dial. 1520, that's our style on WKBW.
Here's the overture on this half hour of the House Party Show. A little story put to song for you. The voice of Brooke Benton on KB Radio and the story of that bull weevil bug.
Let me tell you a story about it.
You'd have all a real hot home.
It's kind of a groovy little sound for you. The story of the bull weevil bug on the House Party Show here on KB Radio in Buffalo. And that's Brooke Benton, WKBW's Good Time, 26 minutes and 30 seconds shy of the mark of 2 o'clock. It's presently 71 KB degrees out there.
Did you know in the past year, Greater Buffalo Area Railroads hauled nearly 250,000 freight cars loaded with products bearing the Made in Buffalo label to the four corners of the North American continent? And did you know that there are 1,700,000 persons in the 8-county trade area who look to Buffalo as their shopping center? 55% of all Buffalonians own their own homes. Boost Buffalo. It's good for you.
Today is Be Kind to Tommy Shannon Day on the House Party Show on KB Radio, so dial by for Uncle Tom and his musical cabin between 6 and 9 in the evening, found at 1520.
Radar, radar. WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint location.
Police radar squads be out there checking traffic today, Tuesday, July 25 of 1961 on Main Street, Herman Street, and Johnson Street, too. So drive with care there and everywhere you go. You might get yourself followed by radar. It's kind of a groovy little tune to tap your toe to. 25 and 30 before 2, KB's Good Time. It's a happy little beat for toe tapping feet on the Tuesday edition of the House Party Show. This is a little Janie Grant, and Baby Our Love is just like a big old triangle.
Our love.
She is little Jeannie Grant on the House Party Show, swinging at you live until 5 on an early Tuesday morning in Buffalo. And that's the story of the little triangle love affair. 71 KB degrees in town, the humidity 93%, and WKBW's Good Time out there. Now 23 minutes before 2 o'clock.
What's in a care package? Well, these days it could be food. It could be a plow. It could even be a brood of baby chickens to vitalize the poultry industry in an underdeveloped country. Your food packages bring people strength. Your other care packages bring them the tools to work. Your dollars to CARE, New York 16, add up to human progress. Remember that address. CARE, New York 16.
This is Future Sonic Radio, adding vitamin B, happy to the Niagara Frontier, 1520 Radio. This is the Eva Newer WKBW.
Who's there?
Moan.
Moan who?
Moonlight and roses bring wonderful memories of WKBW.
Here's a little sound that swings on the easy side for you. Pat Boone along with Billy Vaughn's fine orchestra in chorus. Getting our white box a little bit dirty this morning down by the Moody River. Yeah.
Moody River.
A little bit of an easy swinging sound for you on an early Tuesday edition of the Bob Diamond House Party Show. Pat Boone, Billy Vaughn's fine orchestra and chorus, and some of that Moody River here in Buffalo. WKBW's Good Time, 19 minutes and 30 seconds before 2 o'clock. It's 71 KB degrees out there, and you're just 4 minutes away from Pulse Beat News of the Day with Bill Morrow reporting.
A child is hurt. Your child. But your doctor is just a telephone call away. During a war, medically trained personnel might not be so easy to reach. That's why it's important that at least one member of every family take a first aid course. Call your Red Cross chapter and enroll today.
1520 Radio 1KB.
Here's a little something for you to remember. The secret word for Buffalo today is pronoun. So remember that word. The secret word for Buffalo today, pronoun.
WKBW 1520 on your dial. WKBW, for music and news, it sets the style. WKBW, the swinginest station on the dial. WKBW, 1520, 1520.
Say, here's something for you to stop and think about. You know, at 1520 on your dial, you're never more than a W away from KB. The Pulse Beat News we go right now with a little Calypso sound for you on an early swinging Tuesday. This is Bobby Darin, the old Nat King Cole tune brought back, and this is the story of Nature Boy.
There was, and we loved in return.
La, la, la.
Oh,
WKBW Pulse Beat News. WKBW street level temperature in downtown Buffalo, 71 kgs in town. You're in tune with the Bob Diamond House Party Show on the even newer WKBW. Survey proven to be Buffalo's most listened to station now by a greater margin than ever before. And at 1520 radio, this is the even newer WKBW. And here's Bill Maher.
WKBW Pulse Beat News.
Keep the temperature report down now at 72 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. Well, a Georgia passenger train has collided with a freight train, reportedly injuring 25 persons. Police said the wreck took place near Macon, and the passenger train rammed the freight head-on. Officials said 8 or 10 ambulances have been called out. Most of them had made at least 2 trips to the scene. On the nation's Capitol line, President Kennedy will make his Berlin crisis speech to the nation tonight at 10 o'clock. The speech is said to call for a sharp military buildup of the active military services, the National Guard, and the reserves. But sources predict the president will not ask for a tax increase at this time to help pay for the military buildup. Elsewhere in Washington, Republican Senator Hugh Scott says President Kennedy should tell the nation the names of his advisors. The one-time GOP national chairman says certain administration policies seem to cancel out one another. The Pennsylvanian said some U.S. policies conflicted with what he called the president's excellent intentions. He also endorsed former Vice President Nixon's demand in a syndicated column that Kennedy should drop some policy advisors. Final headlines, the United States plans to orbit a space platform this week and launch a deep space probe from it. An Eastern Airlines plane carrying 33 was hijacked at gunpoint Monday and forced to fly on to Cuba. Finally in the news at this hour, a book written by Adolf Hitler 35 years ago and never published will be released sometime this week. With only 5,000 copies going on sale in Germany, the book is expected to be a sellout.
Mr. Weatherman, take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do.
It's warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow, with isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High today near 85, a low tonight around 70. Present temperature now 72, humidity at 90%. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 8 miles per hour.
Repeating, the K Big Story of the Moment.
25 injured in train crash in Georgia.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Welcome back to more music on the House Party Show. Swinging on the easy side on KB Radio, this is Matt Monroe and My Kind of Girl.
She walks, cause she told me I'm her kind of boy.
Swinging on the easy side, that's Matt Monroe on KB Radio, and a groovy little tune for you, too. That's My Kind of Girl, a little semi-Sinatra sound from merry old England, too. WKBW's Good Time and the House Party Show. It's now right around 10 minutes and 15 seconds before the mark of 2 o'clock. It's presently 71 kgs. The humidity now at 93%. And Bob Diamond twixt the tables that turn with song and sound and record designed to brighten up the early day the KB Radio way.
Today, our young people are graduating from high schools and colleges by the million. And that means bigger incomes and better living for the rising generation. Another good reason for confidence in a growing America. Learn more about the promise of America. Write for your free booklet to Box 1900, New York 19, New York.
Hey, big congratulations go out today to the winner in our Mystery City contest. Sharon Palance of 39 Page Street, Buffalo 7, New York, guessed our Mystery City as Seattle, Washington, and her card had the earliest postmark. So, to Sharon, a copy of every record on KB's Top 30 survey. And to everybody else who entered the contest, our many thanks. And keep your ear right here. We'll have another new Mystery City contest starting soon on the House Party.
This is WKBW.